Thank you, Madam Chair. The Philippines thanks the UNHCR for the presentation. We acknowledge that the organization is tasked with a difficult challenge of prioritization of limited resources and manpower amidst pressing needs. We highlight the need for inclusion of displaced persons, especially groups in vulnerable situations, including women and children, older persons, persons with disabilities, and indigenous peoples. Inclusion, which in itself is a multifaceted concept, should be a key component, an integral part of the work of the organization. This means crafting initiatives and programs to allow equitable access and participation, to allow integration of displaced persons in national systems, to be geared towards responding to specific and special needs of different groups, and to ensure human rights, protection, and welfare through addressing all forms of violence, including exploitation and gender-based violence. There are emerging multi-stakeholders pledges that explore different aspects of inclusion, such as on health, data and statistics, education, and so on. Inclusion should also include freedom from discrimination, racism, and systemic inequalities. We believe that this is an area where the UNHCR could potentially have a very impactful role by helping steer the global narratives and political messaging on refugees and displaced persons. In the long term, we should ensure that displaced persons are well-equipped and well-skilled to be productive members of their communities, be it in their host community, community of resettlement, or country of origin. For this reason, we underscore the importance of education, which we can support through the ambitious 15 by 30 GRF pledge that envisions enrolling 15% of refugees by 2030. We recognize the complexities of mixed flows of refugees and migrants and endorse the collaboration of the UNHCR and the IOM. We see the value of a complementary implementation of the GCR and the GCM, and we are interested to know how this would be realized by the two organizations. People in mixed flows should not be subjected to inhuman conditions and pushbacks, sometimes resulting in loss of lives in land and sea borders. This requires determination from countries of origin, transit, and destination. Finally, we would like to make another strong call to continue our work on addressing statelessness, even as we approach the 2024 deadline of the I Belong campaign. The international community's support, governments, and all stakeholders would be needed to ensure that you would have a formidable global alliance to end statelessness next year. I thank you, Madam Chair.